Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Investor news breaks. A Maverick Intel Inc. provides update on Heal Access commercial progress ahead of proposed acquisition. A Maverick Intel provided an update on Heal Access Canada Inc. with over 10 live implementations, 13 signed enterprise agreements, and a platform supporting approximately 79 clinicians and over 118,000 patients across healthcare segments in North America and Europe. The company is moving forward with its proposed acquisition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
A News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., featured in AE Newswire editorial on service robotics growth. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. has been featured in an AE Newswire editorial focusing on the growth of service robotics. The company is strategically positioning itself within the AI-driven robotics market through scalable infrastructure, real-world deployment, and key partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rock Breaks. ESGOLD Corporation expands Montauban land position with 44 additional mineral claims. The company has entered into agreements to acquire the claims, totaling about 2,448 hectares, around the Montauban Gold-Silver Project. The acquisition includes $70,000 in cash and 600,000 shares valued at $300,000, subject to closing conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rock Breaks, Search Minerals Inc., grants 1.8 million stock options. Search Minerals Inc. granted 1.8 million stock options on April 30, 2026, exercisable at $0.50 per share and expiring April 30, 2031. The options will vest quarterly over 2 years, subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval.
Mission IR News Breaks. McEwen Inc. files NI 43-1011 technical report for Tartan Mine Project. McEwen Inc. has filed an independent National Instrument 43-101 technical report for its Tartan Mine Project in Manitoba. The report supports the mineral resource estimate of 308,900 ounces of gold in indicated resources and 302,700 ounces in inferred resources, with an effective date of December 31st, 2025. Premier Graphene expands strategic position following initial Mexico military contract. Premier Graphene Inc. expands its strategic position after fulfilling its initial military contract with Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional. The successful delivery paves the way for future supply agreements in defense applications. The company's entry into Mexico's military supply chain positions them for potential follow-on orders and broader contracts within the country's defense and infrastructure sectors.
First, Orion partners with Vodafone to launch branded calling in the United Kingdom. First, Orion partners with Vodafone to launch branded calling in the United Kingdom, enabling businesses to clearly identify themselves and improve answer rates. The partnership comes at a crucial time in the UK, where scam calls are prevalent. Utilizing Vodafone's network APIs, the launch allows enterprises to present verified identities at scale. For more information, visit firstorion.com.
CESS Innovations surpasses 10,500 surgeries performed with the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. SS Innovations International, Inc. announced that over 10,500 surgeries have been successfully performed with their SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. The system has been used for various procedures, including cardiac, telesurgeries, and pediatric surgeries. With over 2,100 physicians trained on the system, SS Innovations has expanded its global presence to more than 200 systems across 11 countries. Atlas Clear Holdings to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 7, 2026. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. is set to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 7, 2026. The financial services company will discuss its progress in scaling its clearing platform, recent milestones, and strategy to serve broker-dealers and fintech firms. The presentation will be live-streamed at 2:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Investors, advisors, and analysts are invited to participate and submit questions during the event.
Aclarion announces second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion, Inc. announces a second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine, expanding the use of Nocicin in a groundbreaking trial led by Roger Hertel, MD. The trial aims to evaluate the effects of lumbar microdiscectomy surgery with and without an intradiscal bone marrow aspirate concentrate injection. This partnership underscores Aclarion's commitment to advancing innovative treatments for degenerative disc disease. Tech media breaks. Belden Inc. to acquire Ruckus Networks for $1.85 billion, solidifying its position as a provider of end-to-end IT/OT networking solutions. The move includes enterprise Wi-Fi, switching, and AI-driven cloud networking capabilities, expected to boost margins and support expansion in enterprise and industrial markets. The acquisition is set to drive rapid deleveraging and enhance overall offerings.
From capital to catalysts, Canemera Energy Metals Corp's $10 million raise sets the stage for rare earth exploration momentum. Canemera Energy Metals Corp has raised $10 million in the past 4 months, fueling its expansion in the critical minerals sector. With active exploration programs in Brazil, Canada, and the United States, the company is set to complete several drilling programs soon. Promising results from recent tests and surveys indicate a positive outlook for Canemera's rare earth exploration activities.
Network news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. secures $22.50 million private placement financing. CNS Pharmaceuticals secured $22.50 million in a private placement financing deal with institutional healthcare investors like ADAR One Capital and Icarion Capital. The funds will be used to acquire and advance new assets as well as for general corporate purposes. AGP served as the sole placement agent for the transaction.
Tech Media Breaks. Shelfie Tech Limited enters agreement to acquire majority stake in Aspect.com. Shelfie Tech Limited has announced the acquisition of a majority stake in Aspect Information Systems Limited. The deal, valued at over $2.30 million, aims to bolster Shelfie Tech's retail data and AI capabilities. Further, there is an option to acquire an additional 15% stake by 2030. For more information, visit Shelfie Tech's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp. selected for Sohn Investment Conference Emerging Company Pavilion. SkyX Platforms Corp. has been chosen to participate in the Emerging Company Pavilion at the Sohn Investment Conference 2026. The event, happening on May 12, 2026, in New York City, will provide exposure to institutional investors. SkyX's selection reflects its growth profile and market alignment. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR News breaks. Nanoviruses NYSE American NNVC receives orphan drug designation for NV-387. Nanoviruses Inc. NYSE American NYSE has received orphan drug designation from the U.S. South FDA for its antiviral drug NV-387 aimed at treating measles. This designation offers tax credits, fee exemptions, and market exclusivity. NV-387, a broad-spectrum antiviral, has shown effectiveness against measles in animal models and is set to address global outbreaks. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. Lifezone Metals Limited closes $25 million share offering. Lifezone Metals Limited has closed a $25 million share offering with institutional investors, selling 5,700,000 ordinary shares at $4.40 each. The company plans to use the proceeds for exploration activities in Burundi and Tanzania, PGM recycling, hydromet research, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the transaction. Forward Industries, Inc. adds digital asset and traditional finance executive Mark Brazier as chief financial officer. Forward Industries, Inc. has named Mark Brazier as its new chief financial officer. With a background in digital asset and traditional finance, Brazier will lead the company's financial operations, supporting its growth as a leading Solana treasury company. His experience includes roles at XBTO Global, Vertrax, and LiquidX. Forward Industries continues to expand its presence in the market.
Investor news breaks. Inplay Oil Corp. declares monthly dividend. Inplay Oil Corp. has declared a monthly cash dividend of $0.09 per common share, payable on April 30th, 2026. Shareholders of record as of April 15th, 2026, can expect an eligible dividend for Canadian tax purposes. For more details, visit Inplay Oil's website.
Investor news breaks. Silver Bow Mining Corp. NYSE American SBMTC closes $59.80 million initial public offering. Silver Bow Mining Corp. NYSE American SBMT has closed its upsized initial public offering, raising $59.80 million. The company sold 5,200,000 common shares at $11.50 per share, with net proceeds of around $54.60 million. These funds will support exploration, development activities, drilling, and environmental studies. For more details, visit the company's website.
SKYX, selected to participate in inaugural curated group of 8 emerging companies at the 31st Annual Sohn Investment Conference on May 12, 2026. At Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, SKYX Platforms Corp. has been chosen to join a select group of 8 emerging companies at the prestigious Sohn Investment Conference 2026 in New York City. This event, known for showcasing high-conviction investment ideas, will provide SKYX with exposure to top institutional investors. The company's participation underscores its growth trajectory, revenue expansion, and the rising demand for its advanced smart technology solutions. I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.